Well, it's been running for 24 years and unfortunately was cancelled last year. Of course, I'm talking about the Australia Day Harbour Swim from Stockton across to the city. And thankfully, a bit of common sense has prevailed and it is back for 2018. And to talk to us about it is the president of the Stockton Surf Lifesaving Club, Callan Nickerson. Good morning, Callan. Firstly, great to have the swim back next year, that's for sure.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Great to chat with you this morning. And we're certainly excited about it at the Surf Club. Of course, it's our number one fundraiser for the year. And it's just an iconic event for the city of Newcastle.
Of course, Council last year decided that due to some safety concerns and increased marine activity that the swim would be no more. But it is great to see a bit of common sense and see the swim back. How many folks generally take part in the swim?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually at the sort of height of our powers, I guess you could say, or you know, when our swim was booming, with anything around the 400 competitors would cross that, across the both swims. Of course, there's the 700 metre swim, which is a single crossing, and the double crossing, which is 1.4.
So that's a swim across to the city and turn around and go back.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So the double crossing starts on the Newcastle side and crosses over to Stockton, comes back and finishes in the quay at Queen's Wharf there.
I've got to ask you, Callan, have you ever done the swim yourself a few times?
No, I've never done the swim myself.
I think this year might be the year.
It could be. I must admit, I haven't been training. I've been too busy, behind the desk, organising, getting the swim organised for this year. But look, like I said, it's an iconic event for Newcastle, and I'm sure I'll get there one day.
What sort of behind-the-scenes work, not nice escape on that one too, by the way, Callan, but what sort of work goes into putting an event like this together?
Oh, look, obviously there's there's all the administrative aspects to it in terms of getting approvals from all the relevant bodies and all that sort of stuff. Of course, we're the biggest coal export port in the Southern Hemisphere or near enough to the world, and that comes with its own sort of set of approvals and that sort of thing. So there's approvals, but also generating community support and participation for an event like this takes a considerable amount of time, and of course getting all of our partners on board to deliver it.
Well, it's great to see you have got the community on board, of course, council back on board as well, and we've got some details at our webpage for those who would like to take part. Thanks for sharing that with us this morning, Callan. Since you're not going to be jumping in the water with the Speedos this year, I'll let you go back and continue with the organising, and thanks for sharing it with us today, mate.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark, and look forward to seeing everyone on Australia Day.
Oh, it will be a great day, that is for sure. President of Stockton Surf Lifesaving Club, Callan Nickerson, and great to see the Australia Day Harbour Swim is back for 2018. Like I said, head to 2NURFM.com and our morning show page for further details.